it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. 49ers 2-0 to start the season. And Evan Giddings is in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Tough morning for Goo.
Yeah, just get him out of the way now if you want. That's our guy. So we're going to hold it down for him, and hopefully he's back tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. 49ers win 26-21. Not the artistic piece of football that you might want, but who cares? They're 2-0.
What did you want? Like, seriously, going into that game, what did you want?
Just a win. That's all.
That's what they got.
Exactly. They've had two wins, to my way of thinking, pretty similar. A couple gritty ones. And Mac Jones, obviously, was terrific yesterday. Three touchdowns. And the 49ers go on the road and win with a second-string quarterback and a couple guys out. And, you know, Evan, I was talking about this. This feels weird. The 49ers season just feels a little bit weird already, and it's probably because of the expectations, it's because of the schedule, it's because of the injuries, but anyway you cut it, they're 2-0, and after last year, I think that's the most important aspect of the start of this season, that they're 2-0, and they feel like they're starting to build something here.
Well, I think right now, I don't know if it's building, but they're surviving, but that's important. I mean, this season has not, in a way, I think for a lot of fans, come into focus yet.
Right.
I mean, this is a football team that is puzzle piecing together games, is puzzle piecing together positions. Even with the loss of a quarterback, your tight end for 4 weeks, you had two more guys go down and Juszczyk and your guard and Bartsch. Like, players continue to drop like flies, and yet this football team continues to fly. Now, part of this is the New Orleans Saints, which do factor into the equation. That's not a good football team. But I think going into this game, at least what I felt from a lot of the fans on the kickoff show with Lowe on Sunday was, it doesn't matter. This is still a football game you should win. Even though Mac Jones is your backup quarterback, he's still better than the guy wearing the Florida Lee. He's still better than Spencer Rattler. That was, in many ways, a game that I don't think they could lose, Steiny, which sounds strange considering you had your backups, but they went out and got the job done. And they're 2-0 in a division that has 7 wins between 3 teams. So it was also important that they won that football game, and they found a way to get it done.
I feel like this is going to be a tougher year to get a read on the Niners. And a lot of it has to do with their schedule, but a lot of it has to do with they've got a lot of new personnel on their team. And I just have a feeling that there's going to be moments after games where if you really want to nitpick, you're going to be able to. But when I look, as far as the next 2 or 3 games go, or however many games that Mac Jones is going to quarterback for Brock Purdy, to my way of thinking, style points kind of go out the window. I mean, they scored 26 points with a backup quarterback. That's not bad. Not bad at all. And so now next week, they have their home opener against the Cardinals. Mac Jones will probably be the quarterback, but I think you got to be encouraged by the way the offense looked without Brock Purdy. And I got to give credit to Kyle Shanahan there. That offense looked functional despite not having its number one receiver, number one tight end, and number one quarterback.
And they did it despite Mac Jones also looking nervous out of the gates. I mean, it looked like at first that he was feeling the nerves. He was feeling the pressure a little bit. 0-3 on that first drive, and then he completes his next 8 passes. Like, I do think that you have to give Mac Jones a lot of credit as well. And Kyle Shanahan, despite, again, injuries happening before the game, despite injuries happening during the game, I thought he adjusted pretty well. And this is a Saints defense that nearly allowed them to beat the Arizona Cardinals last week. It's a road game. It's your first 10 a.m. game of the season. And I thought that the Niners looked pretty buttoned up as a group, considering some of the issues that they had, I would say, you know, the first couple weeks of this season, even going back into preseason. Like, they're young, they're injured, and they didn't really skip a beat. I mean, Mac Jones threw for 270.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In three touchdowns. Did have the one fumble, but I thought the running game looked a bit differently. We saw Shanahan differ things by not basically relying completely on number 23. McCaffrey only had 13 carries, 7 targets, 6 catches. Like, his workload did diminish. We saw more of Brian Robinson. And I just think that this offense didn't really skip much of a beat. Now, that's not to say that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, but to me, it's more of a compliment to Kyle Shanahan and what he did as a play caller on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I just am looking at the numbers here, and I feel like this is kind of interesting. Mac Jones threw 39 times. This is always what I think about coming into a game. And Mac Jones threw 39 times, which is more than Brock Purdy threw in any game last year but for one. Purdy threw 40 passes against Miami last year. So I just think it's interesting. Well, we're going to have a backup quarterback, so we're probably going to rely heavily on, you know, the ground game. And then the next thing you know, Mac Jones is throwing 39 times to a bunch of different guys and doesn't throw an interception, has only one turnover. And the 49ers get a bunch of contributions from a lot of different players, and they're 2-0, and they're taking advantage of the schedule in front of them, and now they play the Cardinals next week at home, and we'll see if they can keep it going.
Well, I mean, I don't really care about next week at this point. Like, it's about Sunday. It's about what happened yesterday. And for the second consecutive week, I think they won a football game that last year they would have lost. And it speaks to the difference in toughness of this football team to be able to weather the amount of injuries that they've weathered, to play with the amount of young guys that they've played with, to play with a different kicker this week, who also missed an extra point early and then bounced back and made a couple of field goals. I just get the sense that this 49ers team, and again, I think week one, that win looks a little bit better with what Seattle did in Pittsburgh. I also think winning two road games when six of your first nine are on the road are important. This football team appears to have a toughness that last year's team did not. And I don't know if it's the callus that they built in training camp, which, of course, has perhaps led to some of these injuries. I'm not sure what right now is stirring the drink for the 49ers, but they feel like a different football team. And even when the Saints got the ball, twice, by the way, in the final 5 minutes of that football game, I had confidence that Robert Saleh's defense was going to get those stops. Like, the offense, though they got the lead and presented the defense with a chance to close, they were still Mariano Rivera. The defense closed that football game for a second straight week, and it's a big reason why they're 2-0.
Yeah, and the other thing that went perfectly for Kyle Shanahan was the 49ers give up a score with a minute and 15 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 9-7, and then the 49ers are able to push the ball down the field in the last minute and 15 seconds and end up going into the locker room up 16-7. I thought that was a huge play at the end of the half, and it's Kyle Shanahan loves that more than – I think he loves that more than any other coach in the NFL, where he can score late in the second quarter and then they have the ball to start the third quarter. That's the way it worked yesterday. And they were able to hold off the New Orleans Saints, 26-21. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, take it any way you can get it. You guys are now 2-0. Big win week one against the Seahawks. Seahawks, of course, won yesterday. And then the 49ers go down to New Orleans, and they beat the New Orleans Saints. Pretty good effort by both quarterbacks, to tell you the truth. Spencer Rattler was pretty good, but the 49ers, they win by five and they cover. So they've covered two road games in 2 weeks. 888.
So you're trying to say that good teams win, great teams cover?
I'm just trying to tell you that the San Francisco 49ers are off to a good start, and regardless of the teams they're playing, they're winning games, and they've won their first two games on the road. So it's been a great start to the season. And how are we feeling about it, 49er fans? At 888-957-9570. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.